Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Four ways to add exclusivity to your business. Now, people want what they can't have, right? It's so crazy. Have you ever wanted something? And or I should say, have you ever not wanted something? And then you heard that it's kind of you wishes like you could have bought it or you could buy it now, right? We want to feel like we belong. It is in our DNA. So when there is something that feels exclusive, our brain says, I need to get in there. And part of becoming a well-oiled operation is having a marketing machine. And one of the easiest things to market is something that is exclusive. People want what they cannot have. Okay. Now, recently, someone in Ken's family passed away, and I had never met this person. And Ken said he had not even seen this person in like 20 plus years, right? And I kind of said to Ken, like, are we having to go to this funeral? Which might sound bad, but I'm like, it's gonna be a 3-hour drive there and back. It's people we don't even know, right? Just like all the things. And Ken said, oh, actually, we weren't invited. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, it was actually an invite-only funeral. And we weren't on the list. And part of me was like, what do you mean? Why aren't we on the list? Like, I don't get it, right? A minute ago, I'm sitting here hoping we aren't going to have to go. And now I feel differently that it's like this invite-only, right? The brain is fascinating, right? Now, I've never heard of an invite-only funeral, but I was like, I like it. Like, I want to have an invite only. I'm like making a business in my head of like these tickets. And of course, like Kent's like, you're crazy, right? But it's all about like the urgency, the scarcity, right? All the things that marketers do. You might think, I hate that. I don't want to do that. Like that feels slimy. That feels like spammy, all the things. But they do it because it works, right? I just had somebody say they were watching a way that I did this webinar and they were really hoping they didn't have to do this certain thing that we teach and then this thing over here. And they're like, do you think I could skip that? And I was like, well, the reason I do it is not because I enjoy that part of the webinar, but it's because it's strategic and it converts. And to me, I'm going to do the things that are going to make people say, I need this and I need it now. Number one, because I have a phenomenal product that actually helps people. So if I can convince them to move forward now, it makes so much more sense. They will be happier. They will have better results. They will be thanking me, right? Now, here's the deal. You don't need every single one of your products or offerings to have exclusivity, but I would suggest seeing if you could have at least one that does, okay? Now, this was also very interesting that I want to share. So we have our high-end mastermind that is called Powerhouse, okay? I've been doing Powerhouse now for maybe 5 years, maybe even a little longer. And we never had publicly announced a minimum dollar amount on the program before. And we recently started to share that to be in Powerhouse, just as we grow, the people that follow us starts to really grow. We're really attracting like crazy successful businesses. The more and more million-dollar businesses that come to me, I'm still like, wait, what? What is happening? But because I'm growing, right, they're a few steps behind me. So they want to know what to do next. So we publicly announced that to even get into our Powerhouse program, you must be grossing a minimum of $250,000 per year. So we actually have four pods where they're all like different industries, different revenues, all the things. So we put people in pods based on their revenue. And the minimum amount that we are looking for is $250,000 per year. Now, you would think after, you know, never having a number on it, and then all of a sudden completely excluding the people that are making between zero and 250, right? I would think, or you would think, right, that that might hurt sales because now less people that are listening can buy it. But it actually significantly increased our supply of applicants. It felt more exclusive, right? And people started to figure out, like, I'm not at the 250 yet, but like my goal is 250. I can't tell you how many people jumped on our consult calls and would say in there, I'm shooting for 250 because I want to be in powerhouse next year, right? Like they knew that they, and if anything, it started to get people to jump into well-oiled operations to be like, I've got to get to this number, help me get there so I can then join powerhouse. So it had the opposite effect, right? And I really want you to see that because if you are thinking, I can't have exclusivity, I just need to take as many as I can. The position that I'm in, I need to make more money, right? I am not kidding. Like we have never had this much demand for our program. And the biggest difference is just stating a number, stating a level, right? We have $1 million earners in powerhouse. So we just can't go lower than 250 because it's not the right conversation, right? There are people in there from that 250 all the way up to 5 million, which is why we have to make these separate pods so the conversation makes sense. Now, sometimes we want to cast that wide net and just take everybody's money. We assume it is the fastest way for us to hit our goal, right? Right now, you've got an annual goal that you are shooting for, and you think the more options, the more offerings, the more I can allow anybody to buy, the better it will be. But when you make it an invite only or application or in my studio, like an audition, right? People start to sell you on why they should get in. They are giving you reasons why they believe they should be in the powerhouse mastermind or fill in the blank, right? So I want to give you very quickly four things to be able to add exclusivity in your business, all right? Number one, add a prerequisite. So only, let's say this product, this program, this offering is only for people who have fill in the blank, right? Been working with you for a year or have already taken this program or have, so like in my studio, I could say that to qualify for our team, you must be taking at least two of these types of dance classes per year. So now all of a sudden, even if they can't get in that one program, they're thinking, well, I better get in this program and this program to be able to qualify, right? I was in a program once where I wanted to be in this one high level and they didn't have, the high level didn't exist yet. And they flat out said, we're bringing that level back next year. But the only people that are going to be able to apply are the ones that are in this program. So I bought a program that I didn't even want to buy just so that I could apply that next year to that higher level program, okay? So prerequisite, that's a big one. It will actually enhance your sales in a different program and then make the other one feel even more exclusive. So you kind of get to double dip there a little bit. Number two, invite only. We handpick. Without an invite, you can't buy, right? So invite only. This is not, application is my third one. So this is different than an application. Invite only is maybe they're in this certain room or that's how you know about them. That's how you see them. I actually heard somebody once say, we're doing a contest. And of course I'm a big competitor. So I'm like, I'm going to win this contest. Like I'm in. And me and this one other friend in here, we said, how do we apply for the contest? And she said, oh, there's no application. When you share your weekly wins every single week in the Facebook group, we're going to be picking from there. And we'll be inviting you to this next program by your weekly wins. So my action started to change so that I could possibly get an invite to join this next group. Okay. Third, add an application. And you can even do something with a video why we should accept you. So we actually do this with our team. We have our team submit a video of like why they should work here. And instead of just like them thinking, well, I've got all these people I'm applying to, all these places I'm applying to, now they're trying to sell me on why they should get the job. You can do this with programs. You can do this with anything to add that exclusivity. Okay, another one, number four. This was, I think, a really interesting one that I want to share is referral only. You can only get in because a friend has invited you. So there is a conference out there, and I don't know if it's still like this, but it definitely was like this a few years ago. What is it called? I might be making this up now. On the tip of my tongue, I think it's Mastermind Talks, which sounds weird that it would be talks. I don't know. But I know Jason Gaynard does this event. And you can't just go book a ticket. Like you can't just go to his website and buy a ticket. You must be invited from a friend. So the friend will give you the link to go, not even book a ticket. The friend gives you a link and from there you apply. So he's kind of, again, double dipping in a couple of these strategies, right? So if I've attended this event and love it, I now can invite up to maybe four friends that would be a good fit. And those four friends then apply. Talk about exclusivity. I will tell you, I've actually applied, I think twice, and I've been invited, but I've never gotten the application accepted. Like, oh my goodness. Like, so guess where I really want to go? Like the place that I can't get in, the conference that literally I'm trying to like pay them and they won't take my money. Add exclusivity to your business. Okay. Now we are going to be taking a much deeper dive in July inside of Well-Oiled Operations into what we call our marketing machine method. So if you want help with this, if you know you need help with some of these systems and you definitely need to know systems when it comes to marketing, social media, what we're doing with content, you name it, we are going above and beyond and just like pulling back the curtain of what we are doing today in our marketing. So if you'd rather just swipe our systems and use that, you can book a call with one of our scale specialists. They'll fill you in with what it looks like to work with us here at Well-Oiled Operations. Go to stacytuschel.com/call and you can book that call today. So I want to hear from you. What way are you going to be adding exclusivity into your business? Share this on social media. Tag me at Stacy Tuschel on Instagram and let me know which one you already have or which one you're going to do. I'll see you soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.